Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we are talking about driverless vehicles. But before we look at that, let's look at some vocabulary. So here we have some words, some keywords that I'll be using in today's episode that you might not know or you might not be sure about. So I'm going to give you the words now, just the words. And then at the end, we'll come back to them all to look at the definitions and how I use them. If you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. There's a few phrasal verbs in here too. So if you like phrasal verbs, this could be a good episode for you. Let's start with the verb relinquish. R-E-L-I-N-Q-U-I-S-H. Relinquish. Okay, next, a phrasal verb. To go by. Go by. Another phrasal verb. Pick up. Pick up. And a third phrasal verb. Drop off. Drop off. Next we have an adjective. Prone. P-R-O-N-E. Prone. And finally, a noun. Recklessness. Recklessness, and that's spelt R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S-N-E-S-S, recklessness. So listen very carefully for those words. We'll come back to them all at the end. There's some bonus content connected with today's episode on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So if you want to read the full transcript of today's episode and watch a video tutorial all about using the word get, then you'll find those things by visiting patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Okay, would you travel in a driverless vehicle? Vehicles are getting less and less reliant on their human owners. There are numerous self-driving cars on the market, which require the minimum effort and attention from the driver. If you're happy to relinquish control of your car, it's a perfect situation for anyone who wants to get from A to B just by sitting there and watching the world go by. In the USA, they've started taking the next step. It's not just self-driving cars, but driverless cars. In the city of Phoenix in Arizona, and Los Angeles and San Francisco in California, so-called robo-taxis are now available to pick people up and drop them off at their desired destination. The company behind this service, Waymo, say that 50,000 people are on the waiting list to try the robo-taxis. Customers can simply order a taxi using the app and follow the instructions. It's even possible to get food delivered to your house using the service. So is this the first step towards a world free of human-driven cars? Is that what we want? On the one hand, some people love driving. It's not really the same if you're just sitting in the car, letting the machine do all the hard work. But on the other hand, perhaps self-driving cars are safer and less prone to mistakes. Tiredness and recklessness often lead to terrible accidents. Human error is responsible for 80% of collisions in the UK. With a machine behind the wheel, the roads could be a lot safer. But do you trust it? It might not get tired or go too fast, but machines go wrong all the time. I can see why self-driving cars, which allow the driver to take control if necessary, are popular. But giving complete control to the car, I'm not sure how comfortable I would be. For the moment, I'm happy driving my car. If everyone else starts getting self-driving cars and it appears to be safe, then maybe I'll join the party. But for now, I'm happy to be in control. Okay, so what do you think about this? Would you be comfortable in a self-driving car? Okay, now let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? Well, the first word was relinquish. I said, if you're happy to relinquish control of your car. So to relinquish means to give up a responsibility. So to relinquish control, to give up control. Okay, next, go buy. It's a perfect situation for anyone who wants to get from A to B just by sitting there and watching the world go by. This is a phrasal verb, which means to pass. Okay, we'll look at the next two phrasal verbs together. Robo-taxis are now available to pick people up and drop them off at their desired destination. So to pick someone up means to collect them. And to drop someone off is to take somebody or something to a particular place, to leave them there. Okay, the next word is prone. Perhaps self-driving cars are safer and less prone to mistakes. So prone means likely to do something negative. And the last word, recklessness. Tiredness and recklessness often lead to terrible accidents. Recklessness means acting in a dangerous and irresponsible way. And those are the key words. Hopefully they're clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, the full transcript and a video tutorial are available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. There's a link in the description of this episode. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.